Hi, this is the Emotional Author, and here's another cup of tea. It's been a while since I've recorded an episode. The vast majority may have assumed that I have given up on the podcast altogether. Worry not, my avid listeners. I'm still trying to find a balance between building a career and working on my passion. We all know that adulting is no joke, and I'm surely one of the people struggling and skating through life as it is. I would like to dedicate this episode to my girlfriend. Yes, you heard that right. My girlfriend. Shout out to you, Florence Mercado. After 2 years of writing utmost heartache and emotionally filled poetry, I have written over the past decade, technically speaking, I'm finally writing about a woman I am truly, madly, deeply in love with. I want to share and showcase our story in my words and in my perspective, which I believe outpour an abundance of meaning. Celebrating our monthsary today, I took the liberty of writing this piece, and I hope she would cherish it as well. The piece aims to embody what I believe and what I presume soulmates are, or how I would see soulmates together, and how they would work on each other, help each other grow, build a better future, and stay significant to each other. We've all had our doubts. We've all had heartaches. We've all been through the idea and thought of giving up on love as it is. We slowly assume that we're never going to find the right person. We get stuck in a moment wherein we're no longer capable of giving ourselves or giving our best to someone. We no longer trust that they would become what we believe is the love that we deserve. Honestly, I'm truly blessed that our paths have crossed, that I am here today, believing in what's to come, dreaming and imagining a life with this specific person. I'm glad that she is truly everything that I have hoped for, dreamed of, and more. I'm truly blessed to have her in my life, and I hope you guys appreciate the piece for what it is and what it wants to exude as the message I want to relay to everyone out there who has found the person that they want to spend the rest of their lives with. I hope you guys like it. Soulmate. I always thought that I was never worthy, assuming that I deserved such misery, drowning in self-pity and self-loathing, honestly lost faith in love and humanity. Then again, you surprised me. You became everything in between, a triggered plot, a desired fantasy, opened my eyes to a world of possibilities, seeing me as more than enough, making every moment a lasting memory, sharing laughs that harmonize with the wind. I found myself believing in love once again. There came a time when I believed otherwise, where I was drowning in empty conversations, connections that couldn't fuel my drive. I became hopeless and tired. But the unimaginable happened. Amidst all the chaos, you came in. The mess that was left behind, shattered pieces, which filled my mind. A new beginning has arrived. It may be the start of a journey, a story worth writing. Every chapter leading to the next, despite the challenges, a treacherous conquest. I'm excited to face it head on. Soulmates may be overrated, yet the love we share is surely the greatest. And there you have it. I'm not really sure if you guys have ever heard of the saying that words are never enough to express how much you mean to me. Honestly, I relate to that saying so much because majority of the time, I would use poetry to express what I truly believe in. And this is a clear example of how I would want to express my emotions, my feelings to the person that is truly special to me. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and keep looking out for more. Stay safe, everyone. God bless. I love you all. Bye for now.